Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital FM Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park, in better feed bags everywhere. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, speaking of feed bags, the Kentucky Derby is this weekend. Did you wear your seersucker today? Sports writer Buzz Bissinger is here to talk about the horse race. But before we do that, let's get the latest news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. President Bush has a new plan to help the hungry abroad. He wants more money to help them deal with spiking food prices. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
President Bush says this is just the beginning of the U.S. effort to fight hunger and keep emergency food aid programs robust.
In some of the world's poorest nations, rising prices can mean the difference between getting a daily meal going without food.
The $770 million he's asking from Congress would be in addition to the $200 million in food aid the president released 2 weeks ago. Economists have warned that prices will remain high in the near term for many reasons, from the rising cost of oil to the expanding market for food-based biofuels such as ethanol.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman reporting. President Bush is on the road today in the hopes of talking up the U.S. economy. He's highlighting the stimulus plan, which includes tax rebate checks going out across America. The president says the economy will get on track once people start spending that money. This comes amid troubling economic numbers. As many as 1 in 5 veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan may have mental health problems. Critics say the military hasn't always done enough for them, so the Pentagon is trying something new. A key goal, getting troops to seek help, so the military is reaching out to them in new ways.
We're planning to harness the power of YouTube, MySpace, Second Life, podcasting.
That's Colonel Lori Sutton, an Army psychiatrist. The military is telling its senior officers to talk about their own struggles online. Some warriors won't ask for help because they're afraid it'll hurt their career. The Pentagon thinks leaders speaking out will encourage the rank and file to do the same. California's web of reservoirs, which wrecked salmon habitats there years ago, could actually help them now. This is from a surprising new study. Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ has more.
Those dams store cold water, which the study says could be critical to the survival of the salmon as climate change is expected to warm California's rivers. The author of the report, a scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research, says cold water released from dams could offset increases in temperature by as much as 7 degrees Fahrenheit. The study comes at a time when the number of salmon returning to the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta region is at an historic low. Last month, regulators recommended that commercial fishing along California's coast be suspended for the year. State officials are going to transport salmon to the ocean in hopes they'll return to their spawning habitats.
Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ reporting. And he is not the first guy to bounce a check, but we're pretty sure he's one of the first to try and cash a $360 billion one. For some reason, tellers at the bank got a little suspicious when a North Texas man brought in the check. Turns out his account balance was a little bit shy of the $360 billion mark. He says he needed the money to start a record business, evidently a rather large one. Something of a troubled industry now, so I guess you probably would need a lot of capital to do that. Police locked him up on a forgery charge and possession, too. They found a marijuana and a gun on him. So a quick recap of the lesson here. Should you know anyone aspiring to reverse the decline of the record industry by using a wildly false check, tell them to leave the dope and the peace at home. They will do less time in that case. That's your news in a little bit more. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mark.